Hi, this is Ed Brock, Associate Editor of American City and County Magazine, and I'm talking to Rich Lawyer. He's the Director of Public Works at St. Paul's, Minnesota. So, Mr. Lawyer, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Ed. Nice to talk to you today.
Okay. Well, when you took over the department, how long ago was it that you took over the department?
I took over as interim director, and it was in March, the end of March, March 20th, and then I have recently been appointed to the end of June, June 23rd. They put me into the position as a full-time position.
Okay. Well, the department was going through a bit of a hard time at that point with the investigation into workers, doing what they were supposed to do, and you were given the directive to, from what I understand, change the culture in the St. Paul's Public Works Department. So my first question is, what steps have you taken so far in to change the culture in that department?
Well, and what I want to reinforce is that a culture change wasn't necessarily needed throughout the department. As we all know, in public works, we do a lot of different things. We're kind of organized with field units and design and construction and administration. But what I found is that most of the people in public works are hardworking, they're professional, they want to do what's right for the residents they serve. But what I did see was that there was a need to clearly communicate expectations, especially to the field divisions at the street level. So some of the things that I did make sure happened were based around communicating some of these things, developing and implementing a clear break policy, because that was one of the issues that came up in the investigation of excessive use of breaks. So having the people understand what the policy was and what the expectation was very important. And it went to all of our policies, and what I'm doing now is we're putting together a policies that will be reviewed on an annual basis that all employees will sign off on annually so that we're sure they understand what the expectations are for them. Some of the other stuff we did, we're developing a labor management committee in the street maintenance division, which is where these issues first developed. We will use that labor management committee as a template for all field divisions, because it is dealing with the laborers in our sewers and in our traffic and in our equipment services. Many of them are represented by the same union, so that will promote dialogue between management and the staff so that everybody knows what to expect them. I think that's very important. We're working with the Labor Management Committee and with the Management Alliance staff to identify what kind of equipment we actually need there. I mean, one of the things I discovered through my discussion and trying to find out how things work here, I came from parks, which is not necessarily a public work, but an operations guy at parks. To find out how they did their work is that there's a need to look at how we prioritize and purchase equipment to make sure we're getting the people what they need. The expectation, especially for management and supervisors, is that it's our job to make sure we are looking to do things as efficiently and cost-effective as possible. Even if we're not told to, that was one of the things that came out in some of the discussions with the unions as well. Did anybody tell them? And my position is, as a supervisor or a manager in those positions, you should be looking for that. You shouldn't have to be told that. But we have to make sure that our supervisors and managers know that it is an expectation that they're looking to do things effective and efficient.
And what was the biggest challenge then in achieving this goal of revamping the department?
Well, I think part of the big challenge was, and part of what happened in street maintenance is there was kind of a power vacuum that happened over the last year or so. You had a division manager retire. You had the top three supervisors in the division retire, and new people were brought in, and unfortunately, sometimes if they're not familiar with how things necessarily work there, or they've listened to the rumors, or sometimes people's agendas, they get told this is how it's always done, and that's probably the biggest thing that I've talked to all of my my top senior managers and supervisors. The two things you're going to hear from me, and this is the first day, I said there's going to be two questions you're going to hear from me constantly. I'm new to public works. I know some of the stuff that you've done. I've done some of the same stuff, but I haven't been in the department. And the two questions you're going to hear from me are related to each other. The first one is why. Why are we doing it this way? Mm-hmm. Second is, why aren't we doing something different? And you need to be able to answer those. And the problem that you get over years in a department is people have a tendency to do it the way it's always been done. And yeah, and it's my job to challenge the staff to find better ways to do it. But along with challenging them to find that, I have to give them the backing that I'm going to back them to make choices like that. It's often, it takes courage to try new things. And if management, if I'm not allowing my staff to try stuff, we always say it's one of the things I told them. You know what? You can always go back to the way you were doing it. Mm-hmm. You know? But if you think that there's an ability to try something new and you think it will work, just let's talk about it. And I encourage trying new things and challenging themselves to get things done better.
Now, has there been a response from the community to the changes you've implemented?
Well, I think overall, I think there's, you know, I received positive feedback from the community. I think we've improved customer service in the fact that I think that people saw that that Public Works wants to do a good job. One of the things that I've noted over here in Public Works, which I think is quite extraordinary, is we probably get the same amount of calls that are praising Public Works as we do about complaints. And from my experience, it takes 10 satisfied customers to get one person that will call in and say, you did a great job. If you're not doing a great job, it's just one party off. They're immediately going to call in and say the dissatisfied customer has a tendency to call a lot more. So to see that half of the communication from the public is praising our staff, it goes a long way to tell me that we get great people that work for us.
Right. And what can other public works directors from learn from the St. Paul situation and the issues that led to Mr. Beeson's resignation and where you are now?
I think after reviewing the entire investigation, as I said, some of it was related to employee behavioral issues, you know, and oftentimes those things can get sensationalized by the press. We all know that. Yeah. But perception is reality when you're dealing with it in these situations. But what I looked at and what I discovered a lot in the investigation was there was a lot of systems had failed. The delivery systems for getting material out, and people were just accepting, okay, it takes this long, and they weren't looking at ways to solve those issues, such as alternate scheduling, you know, start your drivers early so that the material gets to the site when your laborers get there, and figuring out some different ways to do some things, combining, getting more productivity, and sitting down, and it's just sitting there having a conversation. And I think probably the biggest thing that I would see and what I would like to get across to directors is get back down and a lot of them, it was good for me. I needed to do it because I came from the outside, but I would say go back out and talk to your staff. Find out how they're doing stuff. Talk to them about it. Are there better ways? Because knowing what was going on helps you answer the questions when it comes up. Part of the issue I think that maybe happened with with Bruce Beasy was that he was caught off guard, with here's what's happening, what you have to say about this, and having an understanding about what is actually happening out there so you can explain it goes a long way. So I would suggest that public works directors go out and make sure that they know from the bottom up what's going on, and that's meeting and communicating with your employees.
Right. Okay, well, Mr. Lawyer, thank you very much for talking with me today, and good luck.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Okay.